from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Allsup Heating Air Coach's Corner. John Dinkins has Steve Carson in the house here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And, Coach, we had some concerns, unfounded, obviously, but we had some concerns of the long trip to Copper Basin, wherever that might be. And but you seem to take it in stride, and your guys just came out early and basically kind of put it away rather quickly in terms of, kind of setting the tone for the game.
Well, you're not alone in your concern. we had the same concerns. Whenever you take a bunch of boys, 15 to 18 years old, on a 3.5 hour trip, 4 hour trip, you never know how they're going to respond. But they handled it well and took care of business early, and kind of jumped on them and shocked them early on, and they never were able to really recover from that.
I know you've got to be tired. I mean, I don't know what time you got in. You did gain an hour, though.
Shoot, man, I feel good. What are you talking about?
if the score had been differently, you might not have felt so good.
May not.
Well, a 6-0, and I'm not going to step out of turn here, but best start ever, Eagleville history. Is that close? Am I right? Or
yeah, Not to pat ourselves on the back or any stretch, because I want to give credit to our kids and our administration and our coaches. But you know, when we hit the 3-0 mark, that was the best start ever. We've continued to work, continued to get better, and it's led us to this point right here.
Let's talk a little bit about getting better. Defensively, I've never had much of an issue. I mean, they seem to have played pretty consistent throughout the year, but the offense seems to be clicking a little bit better now, and people know their roles and things. Am I right there? Or, I mean, it just appears that they're moving the football a little bit more consistently.
We're getting better on that side of the ball and getting more consistent. And, the biggest thing that's helped us out there is that, we're plus, I can't say exact, but we're something like plus 14 in the turnover ratio. So our defense is getting the ball back for us, and we're not turning it over. And when you do things like that, it gives you an opportunity to be successful.
I think I was talking to Greg Wyatt earlier in the day about that turnover ratio, how that can be such a big factor, that and field position. And I think it's overlooked a lot of times in ball games, but your defense creating some good opportunities, I'm sure, at times for the offense. And takes a lot of pressure off the offense, too, if you're not starting at the 2-yard line every time you get the ball.
Oh, most definitely. We're not a team that's gonna break many 80-yard runs or 80-yard throws or passes or anything like that. We're a team that we're going to have to grind it out and work for every yard that we make. And most of our scoring drives this year have been where our defense has caused a big turnover somewhere around midfield and given us short fields, which makes it a lot easier. They've just done an outstanding job all year.
I think you had two that rushed almost 100 yards each. And Nathan Jernigan, who's been doing it week in and week out for you. Chris Hale has started to pick it up, too, as well, offensively, and getting the ball and making some big plays for you as well.
Chris is an outstanding football player for us, a fine young man. And he's taken more of a role this year as compared to last year on the defensive side. He plays every snap at strong safety for us and does a fantastic job. He's got a couple interceptions. Nathan's been kind of carrying the load for us offensively, but we know that Chris is good enough to take some of that burden off of him, he did so last night. And he's going to have to continue to. Nathan can't he can't play every snap of defense and carry it 25, 30 times a game. And we tried to pull off Nathan some last night, and Chris responded. And Jordan Seiler came in, and Jordan probably had 60, 70 yards himself. So we got two guys there that did a good job supporting Nathan.
You talk about the long road trip. What is it you do differently during the course of the day when you go from the regular trip that maybe take 30 minutes to an hour to a 4-hour trip? What was the routine on yesterday?
Well, the first thing we did was we packed Thursday. All right. And I counted shoes and made sure we had everything packed. No, you try to keep it as normal as you can. When you go on a road trip, you try to plan it out to where you eat, you know, the same time that you would eat at school for pregame meal. And you try to plan it out that you start your offensive and defensive meetings or whatnot at the same times as you would if it was a home game. And you just do, and a lot of times those things don't fall exactly into place, and they didn't last night. We arrived at the school a little bit later than what I anticipated. And so you just try to keep everything as routine as possible. A lot of times, kids don't. When you break a routine, sometimes it kind of frazzles them a little bit. And but our kids last night, I was worried about. You know, I knew the first drive of the game was going to be important. I want to say that was probably the first time this season that we've taken the opening kickoff and driven it down the scoreboard.
Led 21-0 and got up at least 21-0 in the first half and wound up winning the game 28-7. You had a homecoming game last week where the defense let some points score. Looks like things were kind of back to, I hate to say normal, but, you know, you never know with 16-year-old kids. But it seemed like that things were were right back in its orbit again, you know.
We were back to playing, sound football and playing with great effort again. I just can't say enough about our defensive players our defensive coaches. They've just done an outstanding job. You know, we still haven't allowed a touchdown in the third quarter, and have only allowed, two touchdowns all year in the first half. But they've just done an outstanding job. And last week we look back on it and we just kind of say it was a down week for us. Our starters gave up 14 points. So I think if we ever look back and we give up 14 points and win a game and we're disappointed in that to a small degree, then we know that we're getting our program to where we want it to be.
The third quarter stat is so huge because when we talk about basketball and we do so many of those games and we talk about the third quarter and as coaches, and I used to coach basketball, and you would say, okay, the third quarter is the quarter. You know, that's going to set the tone. And that is so important that they've not scored in the third quarter because whether you're behind or you're it's kind of that dominant quarter that you've got to kind of establish things sometimes.
Well, you know, coming in after halftime, most of our games are pretty tight games at halftime. Last night it was 21-7 at the half, and we were going to have to kick off. And where we scored 21 points in the first quarter and felt like we've got this game under control. They score before halftime. They get the ball back to start the second half. If they drive if they drive it down and score, it's 21-14 now, and now we're in, we're in for a game. My kids have done an outstanding job of coming in after halftime and being focused and being ready to play. And then go back to, our assistant coaches that work with me. They've done a fantastic job at halftime, making what adjustments we need to make and having the kids focused for the second half.
Well, next week is not such a long trip, but it's a very, very important trip. And it's a team that year in, year out seem to be up the top of the district, and this year is no different either as well.
It's no different at all. If we were 0-6, this would be a big game. With them being, they've already had their bye week. With them being 4-1, and us, being 6-0, it just adds a little bit more to it. It should be a fun week at the school. It should be a fun week at practice.
The crowd's not really an issue too much because I know you're going to bring a bunch of people down there.
This will be our third time we played over there, and we've always taken a bunch of people. They have great support there in their school. Great pride in it, they're a good football team. We'll have our hands full.
I've kind of looked at the standings, and it appears that the three teams that are up there, you and Forrest, and now I'm going to Cascade, mm-hmm. Y'all have got a kind of play each other? I mean, it's going to be knockdown, drag out the next 3 weeks, isn't it?
You know, over the next three or four weeks, we all play each other. We play Forest this week, and then we played Cascade week 10, and I think Forest plays them week 9. So it's all going to play itself out, and you can't forget about Moore County, who they've only lost one region game, one district game. Unfortunately, that was to us.
Kind of glad to get that one out of the way.
Glad to get that one out of the way. It was in Lynchburg, too. But, you know, they beat, a 6A team last night in Moore County. So anything can happen. We're just barely past the halfway point, it's wide open as far as who can win this thing. Moore County's They've got to play Forest to Cascade, and they could beat them. And if we were to fool around and lose a couple of games in the district, that would make Moore County district champs. You know, so we still got a lot of football left to play.
I didn't even think about Moore County being in the hunt, but they are. They really are.
It's a 4-team battle right now.
Everybody kind of can determine their own fate, though, can't they?
That's right.
I mean,
it's a great thing about it. You know,
it's a good thing, good place to be, though.
Yeah.
Better to be where you are now than 0-6.
Well, you know, I've been on. I've been looking up at the top, it's a lot nicer being able to be at the top of the district right now. But our kids and coaches and community understands that it's just six games, if we don't finish this season out like everybody expects us to and everybody wants us to, it'll be a disappointment. We've got to finish this thing strong. And then hopefully get a bid to the playoffs and play well there.
Okay. Do you want me to pick you next week, or do you want me to? Either way. You've won with me behind you, but
I used to be real superstitious like that, and I'm trying to get away from that sort of stuff.
So now you really just don't worry about what I do.
If I knew that I knew that if you picked against us, we would win, then I would say pick against us.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm leaning toward you. I just want to give you that heads up.
Maybe
a little extra practice this week.
We better win.
Coach Steve Carson, Eagles.
Thank you.
As always, and a terrific start, and 6-0 on the year, and I know the excitement out there at Eagles is great, and he'll be playing Forest in a huge district game next Friday at Forest. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to be back with Stanton Stevens, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines, and as we continue with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.